Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. It's my NFL legend video. Today, I'm going to highlight Charlie Joyner, wide receiver, San Diego Chargers, Houston Oilers, Cincinnati Bengals, and by way of Grambling State University. So if you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely, surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. And as I said before, my name is Mr. Football Vincent Turner. Charlie Joyner, Grambling State University in the house. Man, what a football player. A guy that played the position, I want to say, from a professional standpoint. But I'm going to start with Mr. Joyner. Why he became the player he did when he got to the NFL. Well, think about who he played with at Grambling State University. First of all, he played under, a lot of people say, arguably the greatest coach that ever coached the game, in Eddie Robinson. Number two, look what was on the team when he played his 3 years at Grambling from 1966 to 1969. James Harris at the quarterback position, Hilton Crawford at the DB position, Frank Cornish at the defensive tackle position, Ezek Johnson at the running back position, Henry Jones at the running back position, Woody Peoples at the offensive guard, Ed Watson at the linebacker position. He played with some studs from before he even got to the NFL. But it was one thing that changed Charlie Joyner's career. He came in with the Houston Oilers as a defensive back. A lot of people don't know this, but that changed quickly. He tried to tackle a great running back out of Syracuse University by way of the Denver Broncos by the name of Floyd Little. And he got knocked out cold. And from that standpoint, Charlie Joyner said, I'm going to the offensive side of the ball. And boy, 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 it went into an outstanding career. But we really didn't take notice his first 8 years in the league until he got with that West Coast offense out there in San Diego. And as and things went off in that 1979 season, the offense, Al Cornell, the offensive coordinator, Bill Walsh, the guy that drove the bus out of University of Oregon, Dan Fouts. The running back out of Cal, Chuck Muncie. The receiver out of Arizona State by way of Dallas, Texas, John Jefferson. And the killer, killer, most athletic tight end, probably the best that ever played the position, Kellen Winslow out of Missouri. In that season, John Jefferson ended up with 82 receptions, 1,340 yards. Charlie Joyner, 71 receptions, 1,132 yards. Dan Fouts threw for 30 touchdowns and 4,800 yards. And Chuck Muncie had over 659 yards rushing, but he averaged 5 yards a pop. And that offense was unbelievable, unstoppable. And Charlie Joyner was the head guy that led that offense. But when you look at Charlie Joyner, think about his career awards. When he retired as the leading NFL receiver in receptions, the leading NFL receiver in receiving yards, and games played. And he was voted into the Pro Football Fame in 1986. First team All-Pro in 1980. Three Pro Bowls, 76, 78, and 80. But this is what I like about him. When you think about Charlie Joyner, you got to think about production. This one, you know, you're putting in your business and you're working the National Football League. Charlie Joyner ended his career with 750 receptions, 12,146 yards, 16.2 yards of reception, and 65 touchdowns. And I go back to my first point. He came into the league as a defensive back.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Most of all, he played 18 seasons, 239 consecutive games at the wide receiver position. And you want to know what's funny about it? About Charlie Joyner is that in the 1969, when they was voting the All-American team, it was a player by the name of Walker Gillette out of Richmond University and Carlos Alvarez out of Florida. Once the All-American team was over with in 69, Mr. Gillette and Mr. Alvarez, quiet, never heard from. But this young man from the SWAC ended up being a Hall of Fame receiver. Had 4 1,000-yard seasons. The oldest player to play in the Pro Bowl. And think about that epic game in Miami. That 1980 playoff game. That San Diego won 41-38 in overtime. Who made that key 39-yard reception in overtime? It was a young man out of Louisiana. Right outside Lake Charles. Charlie Joyner, who had 7 receptions in that game. For 108 yards. And then thinking about the skill set of Mr. Joyner. Bill Walsh put this skill set about Charlie Joyner. And I think Bill Walsh, his credibility is an A+ to his highest level. What he said about Charlie Joyner, the football IQ, the most intelligent football player he played, he coached. He coached A+. Precise route running, A+. The master of art of receiving, A+. Excellent speed, A+. Ball reaction, A+. Third down value can move the chains, A+. Running pass patterns, as I just said, route running, A+. Lateral separation, A+. Coverage recognition, A+. The hands, A+. And reaction to catching the ball in the crowd, A+. And he took the top off the coverage, running routes, A+. And in a span of 193 games, he only missed one game. Charlie Joyner was a very special football player, man. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame, brother. Came in the league with the Houston Oilers from 1969 to 1972. Traded to the Cincinnati Bengals from 1972 to 1975. And then ended his career with the San Diego Chargers. 1976 to 1986. First ballot Hall of Fame. Pro Football Hall of Fame. I might have been wrong on his induction in 86. But I'll go back and get the right information when I come back on next week. But Charlie Joyner was a very, very class individual. Character, intelligence, professionalism. 586 receptions as a Charger. But most of all, out of Grambling State University, playing under arguably the greatest football coach ever to coach college football at his highest level. We got to give some kudos to Charlie Joyner. I know we mentioned all these great wide receivers. Calvin Johnson, Terrell Owens, Jerry Rice, another SWAC legend, Randy Moss. But I want you to take this today when you leave this video. Remember, Charlie Joyner, Grambling State University, the SWAC, Grambling, Louisiana, one of the best that ever done it, representing this SWAC. Charlie Joyner. If you like the video, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Very special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Thank you, Mr. Landers. And it's an honor and a pleasure to come into all your living rooms, your bedrooms, your offices, to talk about all these great football players that I've done over the past few months and can continuously do it. And it's an honor to highlight all these great players that don't get their due. And Charlie Joyner is one of them. One more time, Grambling State University. By way, the Houston Oilers, Cincinnati Bengals, and the San Diego Chargers. So when I think about Charlie Joyner, I think about the great group, Sly and the Family Stone. And it comes into my heart. Hot fun in the summertime. The inner spring. Here she comes back. Ha, 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 ha. Them summer days. Those summer days. Hot fun in the summertime. Charlie Joyner had a lot of fun after in San Diego, when he was a San Diego Charger.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. Please, please have a wonderful week. Charlie Joyner!
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.